brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, Baldwin McCullough Radio. No one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are.
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Here we are. Here we are. Live from New York. Thank you for being with us. Kevin McCullough, at least, is here with you. Stephen said, and I quote, this is a rough proximity of a quote, by the way, so it could completely be false. I'm not quite sure. But he said, hey, by the way, guys, and he said this last week, did he not? By the way, guys, call me at the top of the hours. I'll make myself available. I'll walk away and phone in. Yeah, I haven't seen hide nor hair of him. So next week, baby. The wrath of KMC. No, I'm kidding. He's being very charitable. There were these snot-nosed high schoolers from a local drama group that were just insistent. The kids were really nice. It was one of them's dad who was just completely out of control, just bugging him to the nth degree, and said, please, 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 please. So he said, you know, like the gnat you're trying to just, like, kill so it won't fly around your head anymore. He goes, okay, fine. No, I'm kidding. He's helping with a comedy sketch at a local talent show, I believe, for a school in the New York area. And he's also been on the set of a movie this week, so there'll be some additional news about that coming out, which was all well and good because I believe he got tossed from Apprentice last week. I never watched it. Did he get tossed last week? Does anybody know? What kind of teammate am I? I'm not even sure if you got knocked off your reality show, pal. But anyway, it's Kevin McCullough, kind of flying solo without Baldwin tonight. But I have recruited well in his stead because Todd Chapman is here from Food for the Poor. And I
got a question about that.
Todd's a really nice guy, yeah.
Just back to the Celebrity Apprentice thing. So do you get the full paycheck if you get tossed halfway through?
I'm not allowed to reveal information I do not know.
You get a severance package? How does that work? I mean, Trump's got the money, right?
Right.
It's not like money.
I do think that that they all got paid the same because they were playing for money for charity. So NBC, I think, cut them equal checks.
All right, so Busey gets the same.
No matter how long the crazy man stays on the show.
He is kind of out there. Wow. I mean, I thought he was off the reservation before.
And
but
he got his feelings hurt for being said that he was off the reservation.
Well, dude, check your behavior, man. I mean, it shouldn't come as a look in the mirror for a second.
Well, I love it when he's
just on TV.
I just love it when he starts creating poetry and art because that's just the fun moments. Anyway.
I kind of dug his art a couple weeks ago. It was actually kind of cool. I mean, it was a little scary.
Disembodied head on top of a shoulder of something else. I couldn't follow
it. I've got three of those at home, so maybe it's just me.
You've been traveling to too many third world countries, little idols.
Collecting as I go.
Anyway, welcome to Saturday Night. That's Todd Chapman, and he is from Food for the Poor. Who's one of our favorite organizations, and it's an organization, by the way, that is very important to the effort that you've been hearing us talk about to getting water to Haitian children that are going to die without it. 1 in 8 children are dying under the age of 5 in Haiti due to waterborne illness. Illness coming from water that is not pure and is not good for them to drink. In fact, it is filled with waste, human waste, animal waste, chemicals, other things in the water that are creating all kinds of intestinal disease. The kids have diarrhea. They're vomiting. They are dehydrating. They are having excruciating health situations. And so we said, what can we do to help? And so Todd is here, and you've said, well, we can help supply clean drinking water. So thanks, first of all, Todd, for giving us the opportunity to be involved in this. I've traveled to Haiti, and for people that are just joining us and weren't here in hour one, when I get to think about the faces and the kids I've seen in years past, and how kids that look just like them are going to be, their lives are going to be saved because of this. It does more than just mean something. It like makes my heart beat a little bit faster to make sure that we do everything we can to get water to them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, these kids are living in conditions that, frankly, we can't even begin to relate to here in the United States. Unless you've been in a third world country, and in particular Haiti, you know, I've been in a number of third world countries. I've never seen anything as terrible as Haiti.
Well, for example,
it's unbelievable.
When you fly to Haiti, when you fly to Haiti and you get off the plane, the first thing that you understand before you see anything is the smell of death.
Mm-hmm.
The smell that hits you as you're exiting the plane, and it happened to me both times that I was there in most recent history. But you literally smell poverty before you see it.
Yeah.
And then everywhere you go, you know why you smell it, because you see what the conditions are and just how bad it is. And that was all, it was all that way prior to the 7.3 Richter scale earthquake. How much worse has it gotten since the earthquake?
It's got a lot worse. You know, I mean, obviously, Haiti, the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere, has been for decades. You know, regime after corrupt regime has, you know, has just decimated the country on top of all of its woes. They've deforested the country over the past 4 or 5 decades.
Explain why that's important.
Because the soil, now without vegetation, the soil, a lot of the soil has been ruined for agriculture, and also it impacts the water table because, you know, I don't pretend to be a botanist or anything or an ecologist, but when you don't have the vegetation that was designed to be in a particular area, it impacts the soil. So the soil is not doing its job in filtering the water. And on top of that, you've got a lot of people in a small area. Just in Port-au-Prince alone, the capital city, the population is 10 million people. Half of them, by the way, do not have access to clean drinking water nor sanitation systems. It's open sewers running through on the edges of the street.
Yeah.
Rivers that you can't even believe it. I mean, I've stood on the banks of these rivers. There's a city in the north called Cap-Haitien. And right flowing through the center of town is all the water, all the sewage from this city of about 1 million people runs down into this river. And kids are in there bathing and swimming. And I've seen people pull buckets of water, this sewage-infested, not just human sewage, but animal sewage, trash, oil, chemical, you name it, it's in that water. That's their only, there's a whole community there, 20,000 people, that's their only water source.
Mm.
It's called Shada, literally translated misery.
Mm.
This is where they get their water. They don't have a choice. You say, well, they need to go someplace else. No, you don't understand. You're talking about walking miles each way to get to a water source that's better, but probably still not safe. Now, many of them have to do that, but some, for whatever reason, they don't have a choice. They just have to take what's at hand. But, you know, I got to tell you, the earthquake, it made it much, much worse. But the good news, and I want to tell you this because I want you to understand who Food for the Poor is and what we've been doing.
Yeah.
We just didn't come, you mentioned earlier, a lot of organizations came in the wake of the earthquake, and we're frankly just kind of capitalized on that tragedy.
They were there as long as the TV cameras were.
Yeah, exactly. It was a PR boon, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And have since gone, and a lot of, you know, I mean, we've had Haitian recording artists, you know, and things like that that just were, you know, they got a bunch of money, and it got misappropriated, and it's gone. There's a lot of that stuff floating in the media. I want to tell you, Food for the Poor is not that. We have been working, we've been in existence 32 years, 25 of those years working in Haiti. We have a headquarters office in Haiti. We have some 600 employees that work for us in Haiti. We were on the ground long before the earthquake in 2010, and we will be there as long as the good Lord allows us to be there. And we are working to help these people. We have been now for almost 3 decades. And so when the earthquake struck, we didn't have to mobilize. We were already mobilized.
Right.
We
were ready to go.
We had just had to take what we already had in place and get it out to begin helping people. Since the earthquake, we've provided, thanks to our donors, people just like you, that are giving 100 here, 100 there, maybe 1,000 here, 50 here, 50 there, clean water through wells, water purification systems, various components for over 1 million people in Haiti.
Wow.
Just in the last 3 years.
Wow.
So we're getting it done. We're making a difference, but there's still a long way to go.
Sure. Well, and part of the challenge to Haiti is the terrain. And even if you're up in the northern plateau by Cap, short for Cap-Haitien, if you just go 30 miles to the west, it'll take you over 3 hours to get there by car,
right,
because the roads are so bad. And so what we're talking about, getting water purification systems into these very hard-to-reach areas that don't have clean water supplies, it's literally going to start saving children's lives the minute that it occurs. Todd, you also mentioned the length of time Food for the Poor has been there. I recently saw a map of all of the outposts of things that Food for the Poor is doing across the country, and it's each one is color-coded by what they're doing, and it's just a cacophony of Food for the Poor colors. So it's literally an organization, friends, that you can that we trust. That's why we're working with them. And 97% basically of every dollar.
Let me correct you.
Okay.
I want to be completely forthright. You know, that adjusts from year to year. This year it's 95%.
All right.
All donations.
95% of all donations.
Still pretty good.
That's right.
Right.
I was looking at the 2011 numbers. I apologize.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. When we started eHarmony.com in the year 2000, we never dreamed that by the year 2013, we'd have over 565,000 marriages. A high percentage of these marriages have involved two persons deeply dedicated to the Christian values we commonly espouse. Marriages that have proven to be unbelievably enduring and satisfying. Now, maybe you've never considered eHarmony. Some of you have tried us and didn't find what you were looking for. Whatever your story, I want you to know how deeply committed I am to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. If you've been away for a while, we want to welcome you back. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Come to eHarmony.com and get started today for free.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Since disaster can strike at any time, you always need to be prepared. And not just with an insurance policy. Superstorm Sandy left thousands of people starving and stranded for weeks. You need to be prepared with an emergency supply of food. Now through April 30th, save up to 25% on freeze-dried food. During the freeze-dry Guy Mix and Match number 10 can sale. Freeze-dried food packed in heavy-duty double-enameled number 10 cans. With over 99% of the oxygen removed, it has the longest shelf life of any food available. Over 25 years. Choose from entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. All made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. And the taste, absolutely delicious. Free shipping to 48 states. Now through April 30th, save up to 25%. Visit freezedryguy.com. freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Act today. Don't miss out.
What do you do when your government is engaged in unconstitutional acts? And what should you do when our elected officials fail to uphold their oath to protect we the people from foreign and domestic enemies? Hello, fellow patriot. I'm Pastor Broden of the Constitutional Defenders of Texas, and we have discovered a constitutional answer to these questions. The answer is found in the First Amendment to the Constitution. The fifth platform in the First Amendment is the answer to our government operating in an unconstitutional way. The right to peaceably assemble and petition redress for grievances. Redress means to set right, to amend. It is a remedy for a wrong or an ill perpetrated against we the people. Sign our petition for redress at c.x.com. That's c.dot.x.com. Redress equals solution.
We'll be right back.
from New York every Saturday night. Thank you for being here. Thank you for caring. Thank you for those of you that have already been calling, for those of you that have gone online and given at domuchgood.com. Domuchgood.com. I am grateful for each of you because, friends, this is a very significant and important challenge that we have in front of us, and I don't want us to miss the real opportunity here that we could if we weren't paying attention, and that is that we can have a role to play in changing someone's life for the better. When you do that, you change. There's something that comes into your heart and life, even if you're not a religious person or a faith-based person, and I know that a lot of you aren't. When you step out and say, you know what, I'm going to give of myself to someone else, you become a different person in part because of that. And I want to just say thank you to those of you that have done that. I want to say thank you for those of you that have, in the last few minutes, picked up the phone and called 855-916-4673, 855-916-4673. For those of you that went online and gave to domuchgood.com, thank you for those of you that did that as well. That's domuchgood.com, like Michael from Texas, who gave $300 in a one-time gift on the domuchgood.com website. Thank you, Michael. Teresa from Salem, Oregon, all over the country tonight, $200. Thank you for your gift. That will respectively, for Teresa, $200, that's going to take care of two kids for the rest of their life, all the clean drinking water that they can handle. Michael in Texas, the $300 gift, all the clean drinking water that three kids can handle for the rest of their lives. It costs about 0.0078 cents per day if you factor it in that way. And friends, I have to ask the question, are we that stingy? Can we not find our way clear to give at minimum a little bit of our pocket change to save someone's life, to give them a different life if that's indeed possible? 855-916-4673 is the number, 855-916-4673. And Todd, the beautiful thing about Food for the Poor, and we were talking about this just before we went to break, Todd Chapman is here from Food for the Poor. You guys, you're audited. You have rankings by all of the groups that check out charities. You've been measured and inspected, kind of like a doctor doing a physical. They've looked in every nook and cranny, right, and you've come up with a clean bill of health financially. And that's really important for people to know. If I give money, it's actually going to what we're talking about.
Yeah, the Better Business Bureau, Charity Navigator, Ministry Watch. We open our books to all these different organizations, and they completely audit us every year. And it's been that way for, I don't know how many years. Food for the Poor has been doing this for 32 years now. 95% of all donations that come into Food for the Poor go right to the work at hand. And if you do any research on the efficiency of nonprofit organizations, you're going to find that that's a very, very high number. You know, a lot of very reputable, good organizations that you are very familiar with that have tremendous notoriety, they don't operate at a level that's anything close to that.
And right.
You know, so we're very proud of that. We take stewardship very seriously. We know that when our donors give to Food for the Poor, they're placing their trust in us to do what we say we're going to do with that money and to help as many people as we can. And we do that. We've been working in Haiti now for 25, almost 26 years. And we said earlier, just since the earthquake in 2010, through various water projects throughout Haiti, there are now over 1 million people in Haiti who have access to clean, safe water. And that was not the case just 3 years ago. But that doesn't happen unless people like your great listeners right now listen, hear about the need, and say, you know what, I can do something about that.
Sure.
I can do $100, or I can do $500. Or, you know, and another thing I always love to tell people, don't buy into that myth that says, I can only, quote, you know, only give whatever, $10, $20. You do whatever you are able to do, and it is going to make a difference.
Well, let me give people an even bigger reason to do that right now. Because I have just received word for the remainder of this broadcast. So from now till the end of the broadcast, every single dollar given will be matched dollar for dollar by a private donor, wishes to remain anonymous at this time. But every dollar given from right now through the end of the show, And again, if you're getting this on a podcast on iTunes, or you're hearing it in an off hour that's maybe tape delayed on a radio station somewhere, we can still check the timestamp and we can check where you're listening. And if it comes in the final half hour, we will see to it that it gets applied to this match. But basically, Todd, one very generous married couple that are friends of this broadcast have said, we would like to see every single dollar for the remaining portion of this broadcast tonight matched dollar for dollar. So they're going to do it personally. Wow. They're going to do it out of their own pocket as a way of encouraging others to say, come on, let's do this together. So if somebody, if 20 people wanted to give $500 or $1,000or $100 or $30 or, as you said, $10, whatever you can give, it's going to immediately double. So if you can give enough to save one child's life, then my friends are going to save another child's life in your name, on your behalf. Will you take advantage of their generosity to do that right this very minute? The phone number is 855-916-4673, but we only have till the end of this show to extend that challenge. So I need you to go to the phone and make that call right now. 855-916-4673. If the lines are busy, you can jump online at domuchgood.com and give in a completely safe over-the-web portal that has intense security. So it's a totally safe way to give. But domuchgood.com. Is where you give online, or call 855-916-4673. And friends, look, there's a lot of dispute about, what do people, how much do we help those that are really in need nowadays? And in fact, it's become a popular thing to discuss. Alec Baldwin this last week, Stephen's brother, said, well, the reason I dislike conservatives is because all they want to do is take things away from people. No. We don't feel that way. I'm a conservative. I don't feel that way. I want the government to leave me alone so that I can be more generous with groups like Food for the Poor, helping bring clean drinking water to the children of Haiti. But if you think that you can give a gift right now, it's going to double, so right now it's important for you to give. 855-916-4673.
Well, and the flaw in that line of thinking, too, is that, what you're not recognizing there is by doing for people, you are robbing them of their dignity. You know, when you do for people, when you provide something for them that that they were designed to provide for themselves, you're not helping them at all. You're destroying their dignity. Now, there's a time when, maybe we have to do some triage or some, emergency relief. After the earthquake was a great example. But our goal at Food for the Poor and working in Haiti is not just to continue to have to give the people of Haiti or any of the 17 countries we work in a perpetual handout. We want to give them a hand up. We're trying to make them self-sustainable. Because, we want them to be completely restored, both in terms of economically, spiritually, psychologically, their family relations. The fabric of that country needs to be repaired. And we only do that by giving people back their dignity and giving them back their hope again. And so that's what we're doing every day in Haiti, thanks to people like you.
The website to participate in that restoration is domuchgood.com, 855-916-HOPE. $100 will give a child clean drinking water in three specific, very hard-hit regions that have the disease and the contaminated water post the earthquake. We're trying to help 1,000 children. $100 will save one child. Will you help us right now? 855-916-4673 or domuchgood.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Way, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I'm here to give you a personal invitation to my presentation, April 29th, Bethel College, Odom Lecture Hall, Room 101, Bethel Court, McKenzie, Tennessee. And I'm going to show you things that's going to save your life. I'm going to show you things that will help you avoid going to doctors for 60 years. Won't that make the medical system humble? 7 p.m., Monday night, April 29th, Bethel College, Odom Lecture Hall, Room 101, Bethel Court, McKenzie, Tennessee. It's free. Tell them Dr. Wallach sent you.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Baldwin McCullough live from New York. Thank you for being here. Kevin McCullough manning the microphone for both Baldwin and myself tonight, which, you know, has its own challenges all into itself. But we're glad that you're with us each week, and it is a real joy to have you along tonight as we are getting to do something that I just am thrilled to be able to do, and that is to help kids that we will never meet, that we will never know the names of personally, but that hundreds of us can put our arms around virtually and say, hey, you're not forgotten, you're loved. And we want to see this this expression of that be made in a way that gives you something good for the rest of your life, primarily pure drinking water. Why is it so important? Very, very easy to answer. The earthquake that took place there in 2010, the 7.3 Richter scale, worst earthquake in the Western Hemisphere in, I don't know, centuries, happened to the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere that already was under crushing poverty. The few freshwater sources that they had that weren't polluted have all been contaminated for the most part. And so what we're dealing with now is a rescue operation. What we're dealing with now is taking people on the pathway to death and giving them new life. And that's where clean drinking water comes into play. Cholera, more or less a dead disease for a long, long time, has erupted. 450,000 cases there, 7,000 deaths from it. One in every eight children are dying from drinking fecal matter in the water that they have. This is very, very tough, heartbreaking stuff. Food for the Poor is one of the coalition members of the Do Much Good coalition that is helping us in this cause. And what we are attempting to do is to actually install three water purification systems for three of the most remote regions in Haiti so that the people that live in that area don't have to travel, especially the young children and girls. And Todd Chapman is here. I want to ask you about specifically the daughters that have to face this challenge every day, because there's a unique additional challenge for them. But they get up before sun is up, and they go and they travel for miles and miles. They take with them whatever they can get that will catch water. And when they return, they hope that they still have most of it still in the bucket or in the container that they've taken with them. Some of them have heartbreaking things happen, like they trip down a cliffside, crawling back up it with the water on their head, and everything that they just worked for goes running down the side of the hill. Friends, it's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking. You want to see it for yourself, go to domuchgood.com and watch the video of little Chapette. You will see what this young girl has to face. But Todd Chapman from Food for the Poor, those young girls every single day facing this reality, but there's other dangers that young girls face when they do go to get that water.
Yeah, think about it. You're a 10 or 12 year old girl, and you're walking alone, down these rural roads, and you have no adults protecting you. You are at significant risk for foul play, and there are unsavorable type of people in Haiti, just as there are in many places in the world. Perhaps even more so, just because of the desperation of the situation there. And sadly, we've seen a number of girls that have faced violence and things like that. It's a tragic situation.
Giving tonight, we help solve for that 10-year-old girl, because she doesn't have to make that trip every day now.
Yeah, instead of walking hours and miles each direction lugging this water, now what we're talking about is within her own little village right there. You've got in the public square, in the center of the village there, wherever we can locate it, around a lot of people, not too far from home, maybe it's a few blocks, maybe a half mile, even if it's a spread out village. She walks over with the bucket to a modern piece of machinery, turns a spigot like we do here in the U.S., and out comes fresh, pure, clean, safe water. So she fills it up in a matter of, a minute, a couple jugs, carries them back home, and if they need more, she goes back and gets
right.
more. These units that we're talking about putting in, they filter 10,000 gallons of water a day. And so, you can imagine. We take it for granted, because if we need water, we just go to, we turn the knob and we have it. They don't have that in Haiti. They don't have that in Haiti. You got people that, kids can't go to school, adults can't go to work, all because they have to get water.
Right.
I mean, getting water is like the one thing on your to-do list for the day. Little Chapette, the video that you can watch at domuchgood.com, that's all she does. Her life revolves around providing water for her family. And what's she going to do? You going to say no?
Right.
Her family's survival largely rests on the shoulders of this little 10-year-old girl. It's absolutely incredible.
And it's heavy, and it's hard work, and it's robbing her of an education, and it's robbing her of safety. Friends, your $100 gift fixes all of that tonight for a girl just like her. 855-916-4673. 855-916-4673. 855-916-4673. I want you to understand that when you give this gift, you are giving the gift of life to a child who desperately needs it. You can also give online at domuchgood.com.
Hi, I'm Kevin McCullough. Have you seen the headlines as it relates to the implementation of Obamacare? It's a total disaster. Has been from the beginning. I even predicted it would be in my book, No, He Can't, How Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change. You know who else saw it coming from the beginning as well? My friends AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens. What did they see? They saw AARP take $1 billion in taxpayer money as a bribe to support Obamacare. And even though the vast majority of AARP members said, "We don't want AARP to be in bed with Obamacare," they took the bribe, took your tax dollars, and did it anyway. That's why you deserve a better choice. And that's what AMAC is. It's a United Voice, information, advocacy, discounts, benefits, travel, and insurance. Call them at 888-262-2006 or go to AMAC.us. AMAC is better. Better for you. better for America. 888-262-2006. That's 888-262-2006. Or amac.us. And tell them Kevin McCullough sent you.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com. Sergeant Dave Scott, Army Search and Rescue veteran, wants you to hear this urgent message. All emergencies have casualties, but in America, most casualties from storms like Katrina and Sandy only happen because good people were in the wrong place at the wrong time. Don't let that happen to you. Visit yourbugoutplan.com on the web. Watch a free video presentation of the skills you need to be long gone before any disaster can touch you. You owe it to yourself and to your family to watch this. Head to yourbugoutplan.com on the web right now, yourbugoutplan.com.
Baldwin McCullough, every Saturday night, live, 9 to 11 Eastern. Thank you for being here. Our phone number, as always, is 888-340-3373, and any thoughts you've got, we leave that voicemail active 7 days a week as well, 888-340-3373. If you'd like to contact us via email, my email is kmcradio@gmail.com. That's easy enough. Then also on facebook.com/kmc01 and at Twitter at KMC Radio. Stevens is at Stephen Baldwin 7. And you can be in touch with us. We're more than happy to engage you and interact with you throughout the week. But one of the things I want you to be engaged about right now is that we have a limited opportunity to more or less double the number of kids we can help because of a very generous matching gift that has been put forward, so that every dollar for dollar that comes in between now and the end of the show, one other family is going to match every penny of it. 855-916-HOPE. If you can give $10,000 gift, $5,000 gift, $1,000 gift, $500 gift, $10, whatever you can give, please go and do it now. 855-916-4673, 855-916-4673, or online you can give at domuchgood.com. Domuchgood.com. Todd Chapman is my guest. He's been hanging out with us in the studio tonight on this Saturday. And, Todd, it's been fun to have you here.
Yeah, man. Great to be here.
So when you hear somebody say, hey, we believe so much in what you're doing that we're going to double every gift that comes in, what goes through your head? What do you want to say to people that are listening right this second?
Well, I want to say don't pass up this opportunity to have your gift have even more impact. And so I think a lot of us, or maybe some people would say, oh, well, if somebody's going to double my gift, then I'll just give half as much. Well, I think you should do the opposite.
That defeats the purpose.
Exactly. I think you should do the exact opposite because, you know, if you were going to give, say, $100 to provide clean water for life for one child, and you know it's going to be doubled, well, why not, instead of helping two kids, help four?
Right.
You know, give $200. Now it's going to be $400, four kids. Clean water for the rest of their life. The opportunity, and it's not just the water. I mean, water is a means to an end. Yes, it's life-saving, no doubt about that. But I want you to think about all the additional benefits that this provides. It provides the opportunity for education, perhaps, because now instead of having to go get water every day, water is taken care of, and it's a short walk away from where they, you know, where they live. And so the child can now go to school. It's suddenly an option. Think about the improvements to their health, because oftentimes, Kevin, they're walking these many miles to these water sources that are not clean.
Right.
So that's insult to injury, right?
And if you're just joining us, when he says not clean, what's in the water?
Oh, like fecal matter, bacteria, motor oil, a lot of it's brackish salt water that gets in the water table from the ocean. And so if it's not purified, and, you know, they do their best, they recognize a lot of times that, you know, this water is not clean. So we've seen them take bleach and pour bleach into the water to try to kill off the bacteria. Well,
you're not supposed to drink bleach either.
Okay. Even if it's diluted, it's not like they're scientifically measuring this thing. They just put a cap full of bleach in. It's a crapshoot. It's no guarantee. It might make things certainly no better. Might actually make it worse.
Mm.
So there's so many ancillary benefits to providing water. It's a life-saving, life-transforming gift. And I love the math you did on it, you know, less than a tenth of a penny a day. So if you've got a penny in your pocket right now,
that's like 10 days worth of...
That's 10 days worth of water.
For their healthy life.
I mean, if you got a dime, you know, so what are we talking
about?
That's
10 days.
100
days.
36 cents is...
A year. Wow, that's
staggering.
Just crazy.
Staggering.
That's crazy. It's more than that, actually, because 0.0078 is low per day. But, okay, so Todd's point is very simple. Whatever you can do right now, and our goal overall for the Do Much Good Coalition effort here is 1,000 children. Is 1,000 children. We can't do that. Any one of us can't do that on our own. We have to work together. We have to come together to do this. And so radio stations, radio shows all across the country are coming together to help, and we're grateful for that. But friends, if you're not part of it, then you're also going to miss out on part of the amazing opportunity to experience the thrill of seeing a child helped. And so we don't want to rob that from you either. So, Michael from Texas, $100. Lorna from London, England, thank you, listening online, another $100 gift. We also heard from Karen in the last little bit from British Columbia, a one-time gift of $200, and Kenneth from Pennsylvania, $100 gift. Every one of you that give in this final few minutes of the show tonight, a single family is going to match dollar for dollar every gift that's given. So please be as generous as you can. 855-916-4673. 855-916-4673. And I dare you to test their generosity. That's another way of saying exactly what Todd said. Don't use this as an opportunity to limit. Use this as an opportunity to test. I dare you to test their generosity. 855-916-4673, but we cannot do it without your help, and we need you to go to the phone right now. Our goal, Todd, these kids, they're in bad shape. They're dying one out of every eight before the age of five. We don't know how many days some of these children will have left.
No, that's exactly right. We've got kids dying every day. Every day we're losing kids to preventable things. They just don't have clean water. And it's the most pressing need that we've got in Haiti. There are many needs. You know, you've got employment needs, housing needs, food needs. There's a food crisis in Haiti, too, right now, by the way. But all of that pales in comparison to not being able to get water. How long can you live without water? 2-3 days? You know, you just can't do it. Kevin, I've held these kids in my arms. You know, I've seen the suffering. I've seen babies that are so listless that they can't even move. They just lie there with their mouth agape. They're slowly dehydrating, or they get the diarrhea, or they're vomiting, and, you know, their little bodies are just wasting away. That was the thing. Cholera, we thought, was dead, and when it came back after the earthquake, the thing that's so devastating about cholera, it's easily cured through a very inexpensive common antibiotic if you can get it to people in time. But the thing about it is, you got people out in the countryside and they didn't know what this was at first, and medical attention and medicines were not available. Cholera can kill you within about 24 hours if it really gets going, because what happens is it gets in your system and you're vomiting, you got diarrhea. You cannot drink fluids fast enough to stave this off.
Right. And that's part of so friends, clean water, again, part of that solution. And it's absolutely necessary. Please go to the phone. Every gift being matched right now, dollar for dollar, 855-916-4673, 855-916-4673. If any of those phone lines are busy, don't hesitate. Jump online, domuchgood.com, 855-916-4673, or domuchgood.com. This is Baldwin McCullough. Stay with us.
Actors, models, singers, and dancers. Is it your destiny to perform? God is raising a new generation of performers who are real. Performers who are positive role models. Join his movement in media. AMTC, Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, is coming to cities across America. Call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit amtcaudition.org. Success in the entertainment industry is about more than your talent. It's about what you know. It's about who you know. Find both at AMTC. Call 1-800-STAR-420. Children, teens, and adults, if you have a calling to be in film, fashion, music, or theater, this is your chance to do it right. AMTC is coming, even to a city near you. To learn more, call 1-800-STAR-420 or visit amtcaudition.org. AMTC is a nonprofit ministry. Join a worldwide network of Christian performers. Call 800-STAR-420 or amtcaudition.org.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Virtually anyone could be tracking you right now through your cell phone. The fact is, anyone can track your calls, your texts, emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal.
That's the new warning from the American Civil Liberties Union. It's just released the results of an investigation that found law enforcement agencies across the country track personal cell phones on a regular basis as a form of surveillance.
That's why you need Block It Pocket. Block It Pocket is a standard or custom designed cloth pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for any mobile device. With Block It Pocket, all incoming and outgoing signals are blocked, including harmful radiation, and your device cannot be hacked or tracked by anyone. Handmade in the USA, Block It Pocket costs less than $30 and ships free to the lower 48. Call 888-315-9618 or click Block It Pocket, spelled BlockItPocket.com. Block It Pocket, enhancing health and privacy.
So glad that you're with us each and every Saturday night, and as we kind of make the long, winding road towards home on this Saturday night, again, big congratulations to our operations manager and vice president of operations and programming, Ivan Quinones. He's starting an exciting journey, starting a new family. Thank you for being with us. Kevin McCullough in for both Baldwin and myself tonight. And a big thanks to Food for the Poor and Todd Chapman and everybody that has been part of this effort so far. Friends, I just want to focus your thoughts in the last couple minutes here on one thing. If you knew of a child that was standing on your doorstep right now, and you knew the only thing that was going to prevent that child from dying was taking a cold glass of pure drinking water from your sink or from your refrigerator or, you know, even from the bottled water that you have in your pantry or in your kitchen, is there a single one of you listening tonight that wouldn't pour a huge glass of water and take it out to that child, give it to them, let them sit on your lap, maybe pray with them, maybe talk to them, maybe try to find out where they're from or how you could help them? Friends, we can't do that for every child in Haiti tonight, but the getting of the clean water, we can. Let me put it to you this way. If you had the option of giving them a glass of water that had no contaminants in it, or letting them drink from the gutter outside your house where the sewage plant runs everything through the water system, is there one of us listening that would allow them to do that? Is there one of us listening that in our hearts would say, that's really okay to allow to happen? Friends, the point being that we know better on both of those fronts. And we know that for less than a penny a day, we can deliver pure, fresh, clean, what the Haitian children call delicious drinking water tonight. And friends, right now, for the final few seconds of this hour, every gift that comes in will be matched dollar for dollar. I'm going to beg and plead with you, be as generous as you can. Do what the McCullough family is going to do. Do what the Baldwin family is doing. Do what we are committing ourselves to as a company, our corporate entity is going to give money to this effort. Do the same and make a difference in the life of a child who will die otherwise. I can't make it any more simple. 855-916-4673. 855-916-4673. Every gift given right now going to be matched, going to be doubled by one generous donor from the state of Texas. 855-916-4673. That's 855-916-4673. If those lines are busy, and we pray that they're not, but if they are, jump on the website right now before the hour eclipses and gets away from us. Go to the website and go to domuchgood.com. You know how to spell those words, domuchgood.com. Click the donate button. Be as generous as you can, but do it before this hour comes to an end. 855-916-4673 or domuchgood.com. I'm Kevin McCullough. We hope that Steven's back in studio behind the microphone next week. A big thanks to Todd Chapman and Food for the Poor for joining us. Friends, it's always a joy to be with you. And be in touch with us this week. You can reach me at kmcradio@gmail.com. Until then, we'll see you next Saturday.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.